This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
What do Americans want when it comes to healthcare reform?
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Supreme Court has heard the arguments for and against President Obama's health care reform law and must now decide if that law is constitutional. Yesterday, the question was whether most of the law could stand if the part of it that requires Americans to purchase health insurance were to be struck down. Here's one of the more liberal justices, Elena Kagan.
The question is always, does Congress want half a loaf? Is half a loaf better than no loaf? And on something like the exchanges, it seems to me a perfect example where half a loaf is better than no loaf.
And here is one of the court's more conservative justices, Antonin Scalia.
You know, sometimes Congress says that these provisions will, all the provisions of this act will be severable. And we ignore that when the act really won't work.
Now, we could spend all day trying to figure out what these justices are going to decide, but why bother when we already know what the American people think? According to Gallup, more than 7 in 10 Americans think the individual mandate is unconstitutional, which brings us to a segment we call Attitude Check.
And the latest poll number suggests
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at the polling firm Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, good morning.
Well, is it just the individual mandate part of the law that Americans don't seem to like, or is it something more fundamental?
You know, looking over the research in terms of the specifics of the law, it is the individual mandate which is the most negative of anything that's tested. In fact, some of the other aspects of the law individually, like allowing 18 to 25-year-olds to ride on their parents' policies and to make sure that you're not denied coverage because of pre-existing conditions. Those are fairly wildly popular in a lot of polling. But most polling shows that in addition to saying it's unconstitutional, Americans just don't like the idea of the individual mandate. So when you look at it specifically, that is the big kahuna. That's the thing that Americans really are most negative about. And I think that's in part because that represents bigness. Big government requiring everybody to have insurance, and that's in the bigger sense what Americans are really sensitive to.
So they don't like bigness, but do you get a sense in your polling of what they do want in healthcare?
Well, they do want a lot of specifics. You know, if you say, should the government just very narrowly say that you cannot be denied health care coverage because of a pre-existing condition, Americans say, sure, that's something the government should do. The problem is bundling. That's how I look at it, having reviewed a lot of the data. When you bundle all this together, then Americans say, wait a minute, when you start doing all these things with the bill, then all of a sudden you've got government doing a lot, and Americans are very negative on a number of aspects of the federal government at this point. They think it's inefficient. They think it's already too big. There are too many regulations, and so on and so forth.
Well, do Americans see the health care issue as a big problem?
You know, it's latent versus manifest. How's that for an answer? It is a latent concern. If you simply ask Americans overall what's the most important problem facing the country, which we just did in March, 5% mentioned health care, a very small number. It's swamped by mentions of the economy. Even dissatisfaction with the government is higher than health care. So it's not top of mind, and partially that's because most Americans actually have health care coverage, which they're fairly positive about. But latent concern is what I come back to, because if you read a list to Americans, say, all right, how much do you worry about each of these problems, or how concerned are you as a policy issue about blah, 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 health care will, in fact, percolate right up there fairly close to the top. So it's not top of mind. Americans aren't vexed by it like they are the job situation. But underneath it all, Americans do think it is a significant problem.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in overseas trading this morning, more than 1% lower in Hong Kong and about 0.7% lower in London. Leaders from five of the world's fastest growing economies are meeting in India right now. That would be Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The BRICS, as they're called, are considering doing more business using their own currencies to insulate themselves from fluctuations in the value of the U.S. dollar. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 71 points to close at 13,126.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Tomorrow's Mega Millions lottery now has a jackpot never before seen in the history of lottery, $500 million. And if you're one of the 40-plus states that do Mega Millions, you might think about joining up with your coworkers to buy some tickets and boost your odds a little bit. But our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports you might want to think twice before jumping into the office pool.
The big drawing comes just a couple of weeks after a judge ordered a New Jersey construction worker to share a $24 million jackpot with five co-workers. He'd insisted he'd won with a personal ticket, bought separately. The moral, as the state's lottery director Carol Hettinger sees it, have a clear agreement with your co-workers, not just a handshake.
Preferably those rules should be in writing so that everybody understands what they are.
Establish a clear line between playing for yourself and picking up tickets for the office pool.
Buy the group tickets one place, buy your own tickets someplace else. Keep your own tickets separate.
And give each coworker their own documentation.
Making copies of the tickets and handing them out to everyone prior to the draw guarantees safety for everyone.
Sounds simple enough, except you might just want to think twice about using the office copy machine.
I would only suggest people do that with the permission of their employers. But I know that a lot of employers join those pools as well, so maybe they'll be in favor of making copies.
Just to avoid confusion, everyone here at Marketplace, please listen up. When I win tomorrow, it's mine, all mine. I like the sound of that. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The soon-to-be-very-rich Bob Moon, perhaps. And finally to the UK, where a parrot named Chico was stolen over the weekend. But the owner says it's possible the thieves won't want to keep the bird around for long. That's because the bird's favorite activity is singing a classic hit by the band Queen.
Galileo! 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 Galileo!
Yep, Chico loves her some Bohemian Rhapsody. The owner tells the Sun newspaper, quote, "I don't think the people who have her will appreciate her squawking Scaramouche at them all the time." In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.